Nick Sandman's lawyer, Nathan Phillips, will be sued for defamation by Alana Mastrangelo on February 11, 2019. Nick Sandman's lawyer says that Nathan Phillips will be sued for his lies against the Covington Catholic students, which spurred an onslaught of defamation by celebrities, media outlets, and individual journalists in January. An attorney representing 16-year-old Covington Catholic High School student Nick Sandman says that Native American activist Nathan Phillips will also be sued among the media companies and individuals who have participated in defaming the Covington Catholic students. The attorney, Lynn Wood, said that Phillips' lies and false accusations against the Covington Catholic students are well documented, according to a report by LifeSite News. There is currently a laundry list of individuals and media companies that are listed in the lawsuit that Sandman's legal team is preparing. The student's attorney says that the first round of civil lawsuits will be filed within 2 weeks. Wood also told LifeSite that the list continues to grow in number, adding that the legal team is in the process of sending formal written retraction demands in conformity with statutes in states in which litigation may be filed. "We have no idea why the investigation by the diocese has not been concluded, but we are confident that any objective review of the evidence will conclude that Nick did nothing wrong," said Wood in response to why the Diocese of Covington is still investigating the January incident. Nick remained calm and well-mannered despite being confronted by an activist beating a drum within inches of his face while chanting loudly. Nick did not utter one word except to quietly urge a classmate to refrain from making any comments that might aggravate the situation created by Phillips and the Black Hebrew Israelites. The attorney added that Sandman had not been able to return to school for several days in the 2 weeks after his return from Washington, D.C. Earlier this month, Wood tweeted a 15-minute video montage displaying, in chronological order, what had actually happened with regards to the infamous incident at the Lincoln Memorial. "Some say a 15-minute video is too long to go viral," said Wood. "Will we allow incomplete 30-second video clips to be the basis for agenda-driven false accusations and threats against a 16-year-old student?" The 15-minute video reveals additional and significant details that clarify the viral incident, which the mainstream media had failed to cover. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.